This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Jose Ramirez, he's now has 27 multi-homer games as a Cleveland Guardian. It is now a new franchise record. Good morning, Tone.
Hey, what's up, Ken?
How are you?
Good.
This sounded very morning host of you.
But, yeah, and, absolutely.
Okay.
We're excited. Guardians win again. If they win this series, that'll be 9 of their last 10.
Outstanding.
What was the record? 22-8, best record in the American League. Is that since the All-Star
over
break?
Over the last 30 games.
Oh, the
22
last
of their last 30.
And still outside of the playoff picture today.
Yes.
But they're right there, half game out.
Good. You have a question for everybody?
Well, you tell me if it's premature to ask this question, because a lot of people who are very loud during the 10-game losing streak, very quiet today, because I think they don't know if this team is going to make the playoffs, not going to make the playoffs. So I think those people get loud again at the end of the season if we even lose a series, which when's that going to happen, the way this team's playing right now?
Probably not anytime soon. Atlanta's even worse than Miami is.
So I was bearing the brunt of a lot of that when we were getting big discussions about people are making it seem like there was nothing worthwhile here. Like the owner sucks, the GM sucks, the manager sucks. And by the way, at that time, it did all seem like it sucked.
I think the manager sucks.
Well, people were saying it
big time.
I don't
think the GM sucks.
The lineups, the GM. Boy, the GM stuff, I try to defend the organization. But I just think there became a malaise.
Definitely try to defend the
like
organization.
With kind of like we talk about our friends over in Pittsburgh, how they talk about Mike Tomlin and the malaise with the Steelers. Like, yeah, they're good every year. Great. What's that getting them, right?
Yeah.
And I was starting to catch that drift from a lot of the fans that were going after the team because that was their opportunity. 10-game losing streak. That really had a chance. If you had all these things to get off your chest about the Dolans or the organization, like that was the perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
That now seems like a long time ago because they've obviously gotten their act together and now they've injected some excitement. They brought up finally Kafis and Manzardo's playing a lot more.
Do we have a Kafis corner today?
We can always have one.
We can do a Kafis corner. You can just do Carlos Santana and what he did if you really want to. You want to do that? You want to do that, Mitch?
We can do that.
You can do Nolan Jones. I mean, Nolan Jones was in the outfield. You can do Nolan Jones.
I don't think we need a Nolan Jones corner.
I'd rather have Nolan Jones in the corner than Carlos Santana.
The Kafis corner should just focus on Kafis.
Okay, well, tell us what he did last night then.
We have a 1-for-2 performance. Or sorry, 0-for-1 performance. I was looking at Arias for a second there.
Ah.
No, this is about Kafis. We're doing our Kafis segment.
Yeah, 0-for-1.
0-for-1. Is it the Gabriel Arias corner?
It's Arias' aviary.
What about, never mind. Arias' aviary?
Yeah, it's a bird thing.
Okay, maybe he's into birds. Okay. Well, I'm glad you had a Kafis corner there, Mitch. Well done. Well said.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. What did you want to ask me then?
See, again, Mitch, the Kafis thing, we made this perfectly clear. This was going to be a 24/7 thing. We had the right
to
call you.
It's like a 24/7 belt.
We had the right to call you at any time. It might not even be on air. So you got to be ready to go at any point. I don't know there was a lot of evidence that you were ready to go 24/7 there.
I had the stats right in front of me.
You did? And then you read the wrong play. You had somebody else's stats right in front of you.
He was two for three. Oh, I'm sorry. That was Mickey Mantle in 1960. I apologize for that one, guys.
So overall, I'm curious if, and this could be a chance for a lot of these people to get loud again that were crushing them. And look, we could all flip. I thought they were done. I thought their season was over. So I'll fully admit it. I don't know how willing others are to admit it, that this team is playing some of the best baseball, certainly their best baseball of the year.
Uh-huh.
And some of this, one of the better stretches. It's not Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee has been in, what are they, 30 games above 500?
Yeah, their best team, best record in baseball.
The best team. I think they're on pace for like 104 wins.
So?
Who would get the credit if you were bashing everything during the 10-game losing streak? There was like no worthwhile qualities within the organization ever.
Who would get the credit for what?
Who gets the credit if this team turns it around and makes the postseason?
Well, see, I thought you were saying who gets the credit now at first.
Well, I don't know how much credit they deserve today or how much they've earned today. Yeah. They're still not in the playoffs.
Yeah, they're still 5.5 back
in
the Central.
But they have dug themselves out of the hole.
They certainly have.
They had put themselves in a hole, and now they dug themselves out of that hole.
There's a huge difference between that losing streak and even before the losing streak and what they've done the last 30 games, and that's the hitting.
Yes.
They are scoring runs now. They were not scoring.
Yeah, they were. Or they are. They were not.
And 22-8, does that undo the 10-game losing streak? Like, are we done talking about the 10-game losing streak? Because seems to come up still.
No. I don't think it gets brought. When does it get brought up?
Well,
does anybody use the 10-game losing streak around you to go against 22-8 over the last 30? I don't. Do you have friends? Do you have buddies who text you and say, well, they lost 10 games in
a
row?
Well, it was a defining feature of their season.
It was a bad thing, but when you're 22-8.
Part of it was the Guardians had been so successful.
That's the earmark on the season to where you go back and go, okay, this is where the rebirth happened, right?
But there's nobody in, like, Owen, is there anybody in your life if you go, oh, the Guardians won again? And they go, well, they lost 10 in a row last month. Like, no. And that was like over a month ago now. So if they lost 10 in a row over a month ago, I think it's about right there.
Yeah,
so
it was like 4th of July weekend was that Detroit series.
I mean, what
series.
The hell?
Is that because, so does that mean that everybody had to swallow what they were saying during the 10-game losing streak? Because now, if you're saying that they've made up for it or whatever, so that's now a footnote, and we can all admit we were overreacting. I admitted it. I buried him.
I mean, Steve Avogt was bad during that 10-game losing streak.
He was bad.
He made some bad decisions. And some of that's because the roster that he had to deal with.
I think all I think all of it had to do with the roster.
Well, you put it.
It was all roster, but it was a lot of it on Steven Vogt. Some of it on the front office not moving Kafis up, right? Not moving DeLotter up, which who knows? Does DeLotter come up and not get injured, and he's still playing?
I can't. I can't go there.
He
with
looks
that one.
Like he's going to get injured. He looks like he would get injured walking into a Whole Foods.
I've seen people make that point.
Get injured walking into an Aldi's. What if he has a problem with the quarter?
Well, I get stuck sometimes.
I don't think anybody could say that. That seems like a cheap shot. Like, hey, had they have called him up, he'd have been healthy. Like, right. What? That seems ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. I think it puts people in an impossible situation because and people do this. They act like they don't, but they do. They want to win an argument, so they like secretly root against the team because they want to be right. They overall want to be right. And I think in so many ways, I don't think you need to root against them. I think you'll ultimately end up being right. If they don't make it back to the ALCS, you still hold them to a high standard. What didn't you do to get yourself back to the ALCS, to get yourself to a World Series? Like, that's the question that should be asked at the end of the year. If they don't get back to the ALCS, then I still think that all the things that people were frustrated about, it's a nice season that they got to the postseason, all right? But if it's below the ALCS and it's like, what did you do to augment? Now, I think there's a very thick line, not a fine one, a very thick line between ownership and the front office. Because if I gave $250 million to the front office, I think they'd use $250 million to go out there and get players. But they don't get that. They got what they had to work with, and that's what they
you
had to work
they
with.
If they had like a Dodgers-like TV deal,
yeah,
they would spend, they would spend like the Dodgers.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? I don't think that Chris Antonetti, and I think it is part of their job, but if you go, hey, you have $250 million to spend, they're gonna spend close to $250 million. Like, being able to save money, it's just part there where that's part of their job. I think it's part of basically every general manager's job in so many words, even the big market teams. Nobody wants to overpay. They pay the value of what they think they're going to get. But I think if you gave the Guardians a big-time payroll, I think that obviously the front office go there. That's why it's like, man, you guys, you really got to draw a line. If I say that, hey, this trade didn't work out, all right, that's against Antonetti and Chernoff. But if I go, hey, you only have this much to spend as opposed to that much to spend of what you had years ago or whatever it is, well, then that's on the owner. And that's a conversation. I have to do that because I know it's coming. If they go to the ALDS and they lose in the ALDS, they didn't get the ALCS, okay, well, that's still a step back from last year. Okay, why did we have that step back from last year? And there's a million different reasons why you could bring it up. You know, Lane Thomas being injured, the plantar fasciitis.
Yeah, Lane Thomas thing.
That stuff.
They were counting on those guys.
There's difficulty there. So
the Josh Naylor trade now looks like it's been a good one now,
yes,
right?
You make the argument
it's a good trade.
Yes. But I think for everybody else on this team, it's like, all right, you know what? I am fine. And I don't think it needs to be, you guys are terrible, and this is why this thing's gone to hell. This is what makes baseball a hard one to pinpoint. Like, there's so many things in football and basketball you can pinpoint and go, you made a terrible mistake here, and now you're all paying for it, as we know. But here, what am I going to say this season's a total wash if Carl Manzardo ends up with 30 home runs this year? Carl Manzardo, the non-everyday player, ends up with 30 home runs this year, hit another home run last night. If he ends up with, like, 30, which is what, 44 games left to do, 9 to go, and that might be a little difficult.
He's going to have to play every day.
Yeah, if he ends up with 25 home runs this year as a non-everyday player, I go, you better have his ass out there every day in 2026. I'll yell that, but that's not a lost season if Kyle Manzardo ends up being a bopper for you. Because I think if he were an everyday player, and hey, I'm sure they would give the arguments going, he wasn't ready to be an everyday player. Okay, all right, fine. He's got a fine mustache. It says to me, everyday player. It reminds me of Don Mattingly. If Kyle Manzardo hits 25 home runs, all right, that's a nice season. If I find good starting pitching, if I've calmed down the guys in the bullpen, your ups and downs in the bullpen, I mean, it's a moving thing. It's not where the whole thing's gone to hell and we're just the Pirates out of nowhere.
Yeah, but
you will have fallen short.
The way people were talking about this team at that time, and I remember, and all I have to do is look at my mentions, and when you were calling me Anthony Dolan, people were talking about them as if they were the Browns. They were never the Browns. They've always been better than the Browns. They've always been an awesome example of a team that overachieves every year, while we had another team in town that underachieves every year. And I just would like to hear from those people that were going on their crusade about everything that was wrong. I'll just hear from them when they're eliminated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
I'm just letting you know the truth.
That's a weird way to be a fan. That kind of seems like you're not a fan. But if you're just trying to accomplish, hey, I want to pat myself on the back for finally being right about an argument 15 years later, then you're probably not a fan.
I'm just letting you know the truth of that.
I think there's a lot of fans, Anthony. I think there's not a lot of fans. I think there's a lot of observers. There's not a lot of fans, right?
I wonder.
It's the same people that I got really mad at you during the Class A thing for bringing up that those people didn't care about it. And it looks like it was a big deal now that we're further away from it, right? But the players responded accordingly.
Galvanized them.
Right?
Could that be the defining feature of our season?
I think the earmark is that you look back on the schedule is the 10-game losing streak, but Class A and all that is the point where that's the turning point if we're doing the Edge NFL shave gel of it. Mm-hmm. That's the turning point right there where everybody gets together and really steps it up as an organization.
Yeah, if they think about how crazy it would be if they were having one of those champagne celebrations and they were heading back to the ALCS.
I'd have caviar dreams.
I would not be shocked if somebody in that clubhouse says, you know what? That was a
Austin
trying time
Hedges
for us.
Austin Hedges is going to bring it up whenever they make the playoffs and they spray each other.
Oh my
with
god!
Champagne.
I wouldn't be surprised.
He actually is. He really
and
is.
Who know, by the way,
oh man, he's going to be calling out the haters and the losers knows? Like crazy.
Like when the front office caught wind of it, who knows? Some of these guys might have. Maybe the rumor mill might have been circulating way back when. Maybe that was part of the reason they were playing so poorly. Who
but
knows?
It is a good thing where I can't pinpoint exactly who gets credit if they do make the postseason. Who can you pinpoint? Ultimate team game in so many ways.
Yeah.
I know I say that about football, but I mean, good God, you got to do one thing at
a
time individually to make all the sum of the parts work.
The fact that you've had, this is where people should get excited. The fact that you've had Quan mired in a slump, really, since his name was brought up for potential trade.
Had a good play defensively last
year. Yes, he did. That was a huge, huge play, big game-saving play on that relay. Just telling you, like, Quan has struggled. Ramirez has struggled. Came out of it last night. And yet, if they win this series, that'll be 9 of 10. So that should make you feel really, really
and
good.
I feel like every playoff run that they've made for the last decade, there are stretches like this where the guys that should be leading the team are going through something. And you go, did you see this kid? This kid that we didn't even know of 6 months ago is now pulling them out. And it's happening again, right? We're setting in it right now.
More Guardians coming up later on this morning. They've now taken 22 of their last 30. They are still a game out of the wild card. Only 5.5 back of the Central Division. And it is, we like to talk, I'll say this one more thing. We love to talk in absolutes. Like, you make a valid point there. If they don't make the ALCS, people who are slandering the Cleveland Guardians. And it's because, hey, we are in a ring-driven world. We're in a championship-driven world. They didn't win the championship again. People are going to be upset. But if I look at what the Guardians would have accomplished in this season, if Kyle Manzardo ends up with 25 home runs as a non-everyday player in 2025, is that me saying that the Guardians are a complete and utter cluster and a failure? No. If... I can't say anything about Bo Naylor. Am I willing to say anything about Nolan Jones? If the bullpen gets back to fruition, if the starting pitching is there, fine. If Cade Smith, if you trust him in the closer role by the end of the year, fine. Stephen Vogt had to deal with a lot. Stephen Vogt had to deal with a whole bunch this year. Dealing with a whole bunch this year is also Kevin Stefanski. Albert Breer was on afternoon drive. He talked to the rest of the league. Then he talks to guys in the afternoon, usually on a Tuesday at around 5 o'clock. And they asked him about the reaction of the rest of the league to Shador Sanders' performance on Friday. Albert Breer said that the survey said...
Is it the point now where, I mean, just let the guy be a rookie. You know what I mean? Like, he had a couple of nice throws against a really vanilla defense, a defense that wasn't running much, that had his backups in the game. And again, I'm not taking anything away from what he did. Like, he showed some good things, but the way people have gone from 0 to 60 with this, I mean, the first thing he needed to do was find a way to earn first-team reps and have the coach want to take a look at him with the first team. That's still miles away from ever starting a game. So a lot of people...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Were obviously very wrong in what they thought the league thought of Shadur. But I just feel like this is another one of those cases where, you know, the importance of this story has been blown out of proportion to a point where what people in the league think of it versus the way the general public is digesting it is pretty different.
I think it is kind of funny. More, you can hear more of that at 92.3thefan.com. Now, Tone, I'll tell you, I think it is pretty funny that I'm not trying to take anything away from the performance, but let me name three, four, five things that are taken away from the performance. You have to admit that was kind of good. The other part of it, though, when the rest of the league is saying to calm down, of course the rest of the league is saying to calm down. Why wouldn't the rest of the league tell people to calm down? They didn't think it was very good. They didn't think it was very good. They let him fall to the fifth round. 31 other teams, 31 other scouting departments let him fall to the fifth round. There is no way that they want him to do well. There's no way that they want Shedeur Sanders to be successful. They are rooting for the fall of Shedeur Sanders, the 31 other teams. Why wouldn't they?
Oh, so you think this is a concerted effort for people to tell Albert Breer because they're worried that Shedeur could be really good.
No. Not just that. It's not a vast conspiracy of the other 31 teams. I don't think it's as news-breaking where if Albert asks guys who are scouting departments, usually, and you know this, a lot of teams don't say a lot of nice things about each other. They all think that they're smarter than the other ones, and they think they're the smartest guys at the league meetings. 31 other teams let him fall to the fifth round. Do you think that 31 other scouting departments, if he ends up hitting, want to answer to their bosses, want to answer to their owners, if they ended up taking a dud in the draft, they don't want to answer to that. They did not think he was very good. They're going to say he was up against vanilla defense. Some of that is obviously true about the vanilla defense and what he played in preseason game number one.
True for everybody that plays.
Exactly, that's the point.
Yeah, Ken,
it's not an attack on Albert.
Let's think about what we would be doing in Cleveland if Shedeur Sanders had done that for the Steelers.
We'd be sick.
We'd be rolling our eyes. I mean, do you think Skylar? Are you worried about Skylar Thompson?
I'm not worried about Skylar Thompson.
Are we going crazy about Tanner McKee his performance? No, because we don't care about preseason performances.
But I think
by and large, the NFL does roll their eyes when other guys have good performances in preseason games.
Did they have? But I do think that Shedeur is a different animal. Skylar Thompson was a free agent. Tanner McKee, was he not a free agent?
I don't even know who he is. Why I'm saying.
All right, there you go. So you bring up these names. I don't think that people think the same way. I'm not rolling my eyes at them, but if Shedeur Sanders were to play for the Pittsburgh, if the Browns were to have passed up on him and the Steelers would have gotten to like number 21 and he had that type of outing, do not act like you wouldn't have a lump in your throat.
I think it would look exactly like it looks right now for the Pittsburgh fans that are rolling their eyes at us. I think nobody lends a lot of credence to preseason games unless it's your guy. Ross Tucker put out a chart about this to kind of explain how, depending on the situation, you either roll your eyes or you commend a guy for the preseason game. It's all perspective. So one game, you know, couple nice touchdown passes. Like, yeah, those were dimes. Those were absolute dimes. I've also seen, and I'm laying the argument because I was excited about, but I'm just laying the argument on why I believe Albert Breer when he says, yeah, people are like, calm down. What are you guys talking about? You're really losing your mind. And then not just Cleveland. I think Breer says in another clip, like it's the national guys, like first take led with the performance of Shedeur Sanders. Like what are the, he's a fifth round pick. What are the odds? They're telling you that he's miles away from starting an actual NFL game. When do we do that? When do we talk about, you know, four string quarterbacks that were drafted in the third round? When do we ever to make that a national story? We never do.
When guys who fall from the first round end up in the fifth round. And I do think you're full of it if you think that we would just be rolling our eyes here in Cleveland. Especially
Kenny, I think you would be laughing and mocking any of the Steeler hosts that would be celebrating a preseason performance by a fifth round, fourth guy on the depth chart.
Have we just met?
Oh, this would be a new thing? This would be a new thing for you?
You don't think I'd be nervous? I'm sorry. Do you know me well? Do you think I would be nervous, Owen?
Yeah, you'd probably be a little nervous.
Thank you.
What would he do on the air?
I don't know.
He would have came on and mocked Filippone if Filippone was celebrating.
What would Anthony do on the air?
Quarterback.
I'm sorry, Owen. Let's go to the judge on this. What would Anthony do on the air?
That's not an Owen thing.
What would Anthony do?
No,
I'm going to ask you. I'll go back at him here in a second.
I've hosted with you enough to know you poo-poo everything Pittsburgh. This would be no different.
I think you've hosted with me enough to know
that. Even though they finish with a better record than us every single year.
You're a person who.
I'm pretty sure I'm confident knowing how you would react to that.
You are the same guy who has feasted on my insecurities and fears over the last decade. If you don't think that I would go, oh, yeah, one performance, big deal. And you'd go, Ken, you're not afraid at all. You're really not afraid at all.
You do live in your
fears. You're really not afraid at all.
I will say you live in your fears when it comes to Cleveland quarterbacks because you said if Drew Aller was.
But you understand.
The number one overall pick, you wouldn't draft him.
Do you understand? That the frenzy over everything, if Shedeur Sanders were to go out and have the same performance for the Pittsburgh Steelers that he just had for the Browns, and you'd be going, say, not you, but a lot of people would be going, same old sorry-ass Browns. You pass on Shedeur, you overthink it, he ends up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, and get ready for him to pound it up your ass over the next 10 years. Congratulations. Yeah, you know that that's going to happen.
I think you would
know
poked,
that that's going to happen.
I think you would have poked 100 holes in that performance if you were just wearing
and
a different jersey.
You would have poked 1,000 in my argument. You know you, and I know you, and you know me, and I don't know me as well as you know me. You know very, very well I would try to eye roll and you would call me out on it. The fans know that I would try to eye roll and you would call me out on it. I mean, seriously, Browns fans, 216-474-0092. I didn't even mean to ask this. Am I in a bizarro world? Am I in a total the time zone? What's this old show called? I don't remember what it is.
Twilight Zone.
Am I in the Twilight Zone? Because, yeah, I would probably try to poo-poo it, and you'd go, Ken, really? This team that they went out and they traded for Deshaun Watson, this team that you have no faith in them being able to pick a quarterback, to see a quarterback, they let Shedeur Sanders fall to the Pittsburgh Steelers at wherever, and the Steelers have him, and now he's going to go out there and put the boots to him for the next 10 to 15 years. You wouldn't think that. You wouldn't feast on my fears. You wouldn't prey on my fears and my insecurities. You are lying to yourself. I'm not calling you a liar. I'm saying you're lying yourself.
So just overall, you think that the reaction that we came into, boy, yesterday when I looked, because we had all these clips go viral, the overwhelming majority of people that were responding were like, are you guys serious? This is not a bit. And part of it, the Super Bowl, Super Browns part, yeah, that's been a bit for 50.
Yeah,
we've
had
to explain that.
We got new people coming in, so yeah. They don't know, but we had to explain. But yeah.
But overall, like, you thought that was manufactured, that response? Because I think, in general, in the NFL, we basically poo-poo 99% of preseason stuff. As a league, everybody collectively does
but
do it.
I do think that I'm talking about the rest of the league. I do believe that the rest of the league really hopes Shedeur Sanders isn't good. Because if he is, you know what I know, that's a start. It's only been one preseason game. So they may very well kind of just go about their business no matter who does well in the preseason, clearly. But I do firmly believe that when you have had April, okay, it was the end of April, May, June, July, August. When you've had 4 months of conversation, surrounding one guy who fell from the first to the fifth round. You have 31 other teams that didn't sniff at him. If they go out there with the quarterbacks that they took, the quarterbacks that they brought in, say Indianapolis has problems with Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson and Riley Leonard, the Ursay family sitting there going, why didn't we pick up? Chris, excuse me, Shador was right here and he's doing what for the Browns? Where didn't I pay you how much and you didn't? What you didn't like is you didn't like his answers at the combine. The people down in charge of the New Orleans Saints. So you guys took Tyler Shuck because he threw a really nice ball in the one play against Louisville, but you guys didn't want it. You guys didn't want it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Take Shador Sanders, this guy who's making a bunch of money for the Browns, who's selling a bunch of jerseys. I'm putting so many carts before so many horses on here.
Yeah, but you just made it sound like the rest of the NFL is cowering over this Shador Sanders performance.
I'm not saying cowering.
They have taken notice.
I'm saying that they are absolutely 100% rooting against Shador Sanders.
Well, maybe.
Yes.
Well, yeah, yes. Sure. I mean, you don't want other teams to get quarterbacks. But I think in general, I don't think the rest of the league is worried about the Cleveland Browns and Shador Sanders right now. I think that part of it, you're going a little far.
216-474-0092. I didn't say that they were worried. I think that they are. I think that they are rooting against him because they don't want to have to answer to it if their quarterback sucks. And you had a guy who a lot of people said it was a first round talent ended up falling to the fifth. Chef Zay, Ken, we would 1,000% be vomiting if Shador was doing this in Pittsburgh. Yep. Dennis believes we're both right. Not Dennis 69-69. This is D Wells 90. I don't know what Dennis 6969 says right now. Maybe he's tweeting to you, Tone. I might have blocked him. Jim Correo. Conspiracy theories now? LOL, you're sounding more like Peterlin every day, man. IDK. I don't think 2.5 quarters a good play by Sanders is making teams like New Orleans, the Giants, Seattle regret passing on him. I'm thinking it'll take more than that. Yes, of course it'll take more than that. I never said that the Ursay daughters are marching Chris Ballard into their office right now. But if he goes out and he has a good season, they're going to be freaking out going, why did you pass on him over and over again? Why did you do this? Now, if he goes out there and he sucks up the room, yeah, then it'll be typical sorry Browns. But, the Browns are in a tough spot here. You know, the Browns, it's amazing to me. It really is, Tone. They take him in the fifth round. Then they're being told they're holding him hostage. Trying to bring him along the right way, but nobody trusts the guys bringing him along. Okay. He plays well on Friday. Okay, how good is good? Like I said, he played great on Friday. Ken, really great. And now we're doing that.
Somebody gave us Warren Sharp, and they had the most efficient quarterbacks preseason week one, and Sanders was 49th. Yeah.
Okay, great. So Warren
Out of
Sharp.
70.
All right, I got that. So
does that account for throwing in windows that have three people standing outside of
it? Apparently not.
That's what I care about.
Apparently that wasn't good enough.
If the Browns... If he plays well for the Browns in a preseason game, yes, it's just one preseason game. I am so abundantly aware that it was one preseason game and that another one is coming up on Saturday on your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. If he plays well in one preseason game for the Browns, you see, it's you guys need to relax. You're so desperate. You want a quarterback. It's just one preseason game. If he plays well for anybody else, especially God, especially the Steelers. You don't think Pony would be sitting here hooting and hollering later on around the AFC North, and everybody in the world be sitting there going, man, fate tried to dump that quarterback in your lap how many times over and you passed on him? Instead, you guys took Dylan Gabriel. How's he doing? Oh, he couldn't even play because he has a hamstring issue. Oh, Dylan Gabriel, the 5'9 quarterback, the guy that nobody else thinks is a quality quarterback, the guy that Daryl and Zach and everybody, except Lance Risland's been kind of nice to him, but everybody else has been ripping. You guys took Dylan Gabriel instead of this guy. Okay, enjoy the next 15 years. Enjoy the next 15 years. You don't think people would be saying that?
I think this really has to do, because your first tweet, you read the tweet again about what Chet we would say? Be doing, yeah, in Pittsburgh.
He said it'd be 1,000% be vomiting if Shador was doing this in Pittsburgh.
I think that is from Shador Sanders fans. I think there is a huge faction in Cleveland that do not like Shador Sanders, because I'm getting, when we reacted the way we did, I had so many people bashing both of us that were Cleveland fans, that were Browns fans, saying, what are you guys, have you guys, you're going to do this again? You did it for this guy, this guy, this guy, this guy,
and
you're
going to
do it again.
One.
I think it has to do with whether or not you were a Shador fan coming in, and let's not act like he wasn't a polarizing
figure. He is a polarizing figure.
In fact, that's what I like about him. I love how polarizing he is.
Well, I'll tell the people who don't like him or were upset with, first off, with Super Bowl, Super Browns, guess what? If he sucks up the room, I'll do it for the next guy. I'll do it for Drew Aller.
Yeah.
Until we find our way out of this hell.
I mean, that's our bet.
Well, yeah, but I do. I desperately want to find a quarterback. So I'm going to, yeah, it's going to happen.
I mean, we did it when Joe Flacco re-signed here.
You understand the guys that we did Super Bowl, Super Browns?
What that was
yeah,
gonna be.
Yeah. I mean, good God. Oh, exactly, Owen. Keith, hello. It's our boss. Hello,
hey,
Keith.
I apologize if I'm a little out of breath. I just finished a workout. But do you guys have any of those hour-old hot dogs in there? Because I would be starving to have one
They're
when
not,
I get in.
You're going to get – that was our boss talking, not us. You're going to get
the
us
the next
out
show,
of
heads up. I think they polished those off in record time.
He microwaved that thing, Tone. You weren't there, and he held it up like a kid on his sixth birthday holding up a new present. I
swear
to God.
The 999 challenge.
Hopefully he took the foil off. That'll hurt the fillings.
During the show.
There could have been six more there, and they all would have been gone by 11 o'clock. Just a heads up, guys. By the way, you guys are the unofficial Steelers talk show on this station. So you are full of it if you don't think that if Will Howard went out and balled out in, like, two preseason games that he was going to play in, and the Browns rookies didn't show up or weren't up to expectations, you guys would be leading the charge on how the Browns missed out on Will Howard. You spent 2 to 3 months leading up to the draft saying that he was this guy that you wanted because of his maturity, because of what he showed in the playoffs and in the last couple runs to the college football playoffs
still
in
like
the national championship. Mm-hmm. You would have been leading the charge on that, as well as fans around here blaming the organization for passing on a guy right down the road.
So you agree with me?
Wait, you're lumping both of us together.
Ken, like, why am I?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't see.
Leading this charge.
Yeah, I mean, Ken would not
be
doing
leading
that.
Leading the charge.
It depends. If Filippone,
no, it doesn't depend.
If Filippone would be going nuts, Ken would be rolling his eyes. You know that. Ken's not gonna sit there and give the Steelers credit.
I cannot believe it.
Well, then Ken would be a hypocrite for the sixth time in the last 6 months because he said leading up to the draft that Will Howard was the guy that he wanted.
I like Will Howard.
You guys talk
I still
to,
like
you
Will
guys,
Howard.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so you would be a hypocrite if you didn't say that you valued what he did in the preseason if he went out and balled out.
Did you like Will more than Shador?
I can't believe that
Will went in the
this
sixth
guy.
Round, by the way. They had every chance to pick him. They had, what, six or seven picks to pick the guy, and they didn't. So if that were the scenario, everybody would be talking about it.
Hell is frozen over.
I don't
Keith
see Ken giving an Ohio State quarterback credit.
Now,
I just don't see
now
that
you're
happen.
Just be, now you're just, that's garbage because you know I like Justin Fields. You and I both stump for Justin Fields. Yeah, now you're
they
just.
They don't send big packages to his house to sit in his garage.
It is Lima grasping at straws now because I like Justin Fields coming out. I ended up being, I think we're going to end up being wrong on that.
I think we
but
both
I like
are
Justin
be
Fields
wrong
coming
on
out.
Justin
I'm sorry,
Fields.
Guys. I got to pick myself up off the floor. Keith, you know it's a bad argument when Keith agrees with me. Keith hates to agree
I'm
with
just
me.
Trying
he goes
to,
out of his way
I'm
not to agree.
That's
to
rarer
picture.
Than winning 22 at 30.
I'm trying.
Exactly.
I'm just trying exactly. to picture Ken allowing Steeler fans to have excitement about a preseason game with a new quarterback. I can't see Ken doing that.
But
I can't even conjure
Anthony,
it up in my mind.
I didn't deny that you were right. I said you are 100% correct, but I know that you would go Kenny, 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 and you would prey on my fear, and then I would eventually get worked into a shoot, and then I'd be sitting there freaking out.
I haven't been that way the last few years with the Steelers, though. I have not been giving them a lot of credit for much of anything. And I know they were way better than us last year, again, but I'm maybe one of these
yeah, but
these
it's not
doomers
hard to
with
be
the
better
Steelers.
Than 3-14.
That's true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.